We're on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, about three quarters of the way down. Babaye. Okay. We had in the beginning of the sugya that Ula, said that Beis Shammai holds that Ein Sofik Motzi Mivada. So Abaya asked on that from what's it called, from the Nofel Habaya Solovi Al Aviv, that there's a case where one is Vada and one is Sofik, and they still split up the Nechosim according to Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara asks, why did Abaya ask from a Mishnah in Bava Basra? Could have asked from a Mishnah in Ksubas, which is in Seder Noshe. Va'abaya lo shvei meho, right? From the case of what's it called? The case of Sota, the case in Sota. The Hevi ha'ishas ishto. The Enon shosos, and the what's it called? The Ksuba, they split. So the Chor over there, it's Va'adai in a Sothic. And the only thing the Gemara says is that because Shtar Ha'omid Ligvos is Kegovli Domi, Ksuba is considered already collected. So therefore, it's what's it called, it's not a Sofik in a Vadeh anymore. So but the Gemara didn't know that. That was the answer. Why didn't Abaya ask from that Mishnah, better from Seder Noshim, which is what the Seder that we're in, rather than go to Seder Nezikin? Gemara says, Dilma Ksubas Isha Shani. No, he didn't want to ask them there, because maybe a Ksuba is different. Maybe they made the Sofik by the Isha, like a Vadai, and gave her her Ksuba, Mishum Chino. Chino, Rashi says that Chino means that in order that women should have an incentive to get married, since there's no mitzvah for a woman to get married, yet very crucial for her to help men behind their mitzvah, so you want to give women an incentive to get married. So if they know that the Chachomim made takonis, that they could collect their ksubas easily, they would be more prone to get married. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis learns that we want to give a woman her ksuba, so she'll be richer, so the men will be interested in marrying her. They'll have some kind of attraction to their money. So that's why women will get married easier. Rashi to here, okay. Va'abaye, the lo asik adaite meikara mishum time of the shtar homed likvos. Abaye, who asked the kasha from the Gemara, the Mishnah over there in Bava Basra, naflo habaye solov v'al aviv. And he didn't take into consideration the answer the Gemara gave, why over there it's not a case of Sofik Motzim Mevadai, because Shtar Ha'omid Ligvos Kigobli Domi. So Abaye didn't know that when he asked the question. Right? He didn't take that in consideration. So he asked it from there, over there. Right? Ki Osve L'Rabba Minofal Habayis, when he asked on Rabba, not Ula, Rabba, Minofal Habayis, Nisnabe Mishemes above Abbas, Rabbeseva Yeshuos in Ezekiel, Los they may ha, the Masnis and he beseder noshe. Let him ask from the Mishnah in Sota, which is in Seder Noshe. The Hocha Nami Sofik Mosri Vade. Because here also it appears to be the case of Sofik Mosri Vade, unless you put in the factor of Shtar Ha'omid Ligvos Kigovidon. But if you don't put in that factor, it's a case of Sofik Mosri Vade. So Abaya, who didn't take that factor into consideration, right, why didn't he ask from a Mishnah in Sota rather than a Mishnah in Bava Basra? The reason Abaya didn't ask from the Mishnah in Sota, because there it's talking about giving the woman her ksuba. The kesover shani ksuba mishum chino. Shiyu nosim chen be'enei hanoshim v'yisratzu lihinose. That since the Chachomim made a takana that the woman should get her ksuba, right? Women are more prone to get married. Therefore, they gave her the ksuba, even though it's a sofik, And normally ain't sofik motzei vaday, but here they made her like a vaday be mishum chinam, in order to what's it called, to make her want to get married. We Rashi learns. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, that's why he didn't ask from the case in Mishnah and Sota. The losvek suba de masnisa. Why didn't he ask from our Mishnah? Over here also we see a case where they split the ksuba, even though they what's it called the yavam is right is muchzik in the ksuba. Rashi, the losay miksuba the masnisin, the omer beishamay yachloko, the kasolka daite chashta, the beishamay nomi aksuba amre yachloko. Now we think that when it says yachloko, it's going on the ksuba too. The ka'asu yorshim dida misafek the gavu palga the ksuba miyavim davivada. The yavam was muzak in this ksuba for sure. Shaila is now if the yorshim, her yorshim also have a chelik or not. And it's, we say yachloku, Beishame says they split it, mash misafek mosnevada. The hasam lekalim aids ksuba. Let's say the same thing. Over there is mishum chinah. Can't say it's mishum chinah. The hasam lekalim ema mishum chinah. The hasam mesa, she's dead. So we can't give her an incentive to want to get married. Okay? And even though her yorshim, now let's give them the ksuba, so the women who yarshin it will have an incentive to get married. It's only if women yarshin it. If there are no women in the heirs, then the whole union of chinah doesn't apply. So yes, chen can apply to yorshim too if they're women. Right? The gabe yorshim, Rashi says, lo chayshinam lechinah, unless they're women, then Chayn would apply that they should also get Yarshin, her ksuba, or part of it, because we want to make it attractive, women attractive to get married. They see the Rabbanan and the Masakin Takonis for their welfare when they get married, so they'll want to get married. Or, like Tosa says, we'll give them a ksuba, so they'll be more attractive to be married too, because they'll be richer. That only applies if the yorshim of the ksuba are women. If they're not women, then there's no difference between ksuba and anything else. And it doesn't say in the Mishnah that they're only yachloku if the yorshim are women. The yachloku all the time. So therefore, you can't say that the ksuba is different because of china. So why didn't he ask from our Mishnah? You see here that Beis Shammai holds that sofik motzim bivadin. So the Gemara says, lo plige. No, they don't argue on the ksuba. Beishame ein hachinami holds, the ksuba you don't split up. The ksuba is becheskas, the yorshim of the yavam, or the yavam, right? But lo, they don't argue. V'aktani mesa mayasa b'ksubasa, uv'nechasim ha'nichnasim v'yotzim ima. Right? If she died, what do you do with the ksuba and with the nichse malog? Beishame omrim yachloku, yorshi habalim yorshi ha'av. Right, Beis Shammai says that the Yorshe Habal split it with the Yorshe Ha'av, Beis Hillel omrim nechasim becheskasim, and Beis Hillel says that you give it to the muchzik. So it seems that Beis Shammai is going back on both cases, the ksuba and the nichse malog, and he says you split it. So we don't argue. Hachi komer, he says no, you have to read the Mishnah differently. Meso mayasa b'ksubasa v'shavka, right? The Mishnah asks, if she dies, what do you do with the ksuba? And that's it. It's an unanswered question. And then it leaves ksuba. There's a comma after ksuba. Nichosim hanichnosim vayotzima. And then it says, however, the nichse malog, there beisham eomrim yachlok, u yorshi abalim yorshi ahav, u beisalomrim nichosim becheskosim. So beisham itaka doesn't argue on the ksuba. Beisham holds also, like Beis Hillel, that the ksuba is becheskas the yavam, and yorshe habal, who is the yavam, right? Because ein sofik motzim mivada. And they only argue about nichse malog. So we see that, what's it called, they couldn't have asked from our Mishnah, because Abaya learned the Mishnah that the ksuba is not part of that which Beis Shammai says, yachloku. Rashi. Lo plige. The modu beishamai shehi becheskas yorshi haba. Beishamai agree that the ksuba you give to the yorshim of the baal, mean you give it to the yavam. Why? V'lo nitna ksuba l'gvos michayim. because the ksuba couldn't be collected when she's alive. You can't say shtar ha'omed ligvos kigavu doin by ksuba, because the shtar ksuba is only collectible either when the guy dies or he divorces her. But somebody's alive and he didn't divorce her, there's no, the ksuba is not collectible at all. It's not like a shtar that's collectible at any moment, and therefore what's it called? Shtar ha'omed ligvos kigavu doin. Here it's not omed ligvos until the person dies. And if she died, then it would never was omed to be gover, because it's only if she's alive and he's dead. But if she dies first, then the ksuba never came to be collected. The yavam b'makom balkoi, because the yavam now takes over the ksuba of the original husband, and that ksuba was never, what's it called? Since she died, that ksuba was never omed ligvos. The afal gav shamin le labayu b'ksubas perikah isha nitna ksuba livos michayim le beishamai. Even though Abaye himself doesn't hold like that, Abaye holds that according to Beishamai, you could collect a ksuba during what's it called, during the lifetime. Hani mila lischayiv yavam b'kfurasa. That is not to collect the amount of the ksuba. All it means is that the chiyuvim that are created opposite the ksuba take effect, what's it called, to be mechayev the yavam to bury her. The omar mino kayoris ksuba velo meyechav. He yarshens the ksuba from her, even though he never really yarshened it from her because she never really got it, but it's enough to be mechayev him to bury her. He has a responsibility to bury her, to pay the money for the burial, because he has the ksuba. He'll get the ksuba. Avadalishkalu yorshim dilo ksubasa lo shaminimla. But that her yorshim should collect the ksuba, what's it called, when she's alive, is not true. Right? Except it's considered collected, and then she gives it over to him when she died, so memela, he has a chiyuv to bury her. He's not getting the ksuba from his brother. He's getting the ksuba as if she got it, and now she's giving it over to him. But that's only theoretical. It's actually, there's no way that she can collect the ksuba when she's alive. And he's alive. Okay. Omer Ravashi. Masnisa nomideka. You can be medayik this from the Mishnah that it's not talking about the ksuba. That you have to read the Mishnah. What do you do with the ksuba? Period or comma? And we don't answer that question. And what do we do with the nichse malog? And on that, Beishamai and Beisil argue. But the ksuba is not included in the argument. By the ksuba, Beishamai also says that it's becheskas the yavam. And ain't sofik mosei vade. How do you medayik from the Mishnah? The Tani. Yachloku yorshe habal im yorshe ha'av. V'lok ton yorshe ha'av im yorshe habal. Shma mino. Meaning the following. When it says yachloku, the first ones are the ones that are less pashut. The yorshe habal divided together with the yorshe ha'av. Meaning the yorshe ha'av are the obvious ones. And even the yorshe habal also get a share. Okay? That means who are the muhzakim? The yorshe ha'av. And the yorshe ha'bal divided with the muhzakim, the yorshe ha'av. That's only on the nichse malog. The nichse malog was originally her property, and that her yorshim originally had that. And now the suffix is whether the, what's it called, this legabi the peiris, he has a connection to it. Or legabi the goof of the karki after she dies. So that makes sense. If it's talking about nichse malog, then the lashon is good. Yorshe habal im yorshe ha'av. The yorshe ha'av are the main ones, and the yorshe habal divide with them. But if it's talking about the ksuba, it's just the opposite. The yorshe habal or muhzakim in the ksuba, not the yorshe ha'av, should say the yorshe ha'av divide with the yorshe habal, who are the muhzakim. If it's going on the ksuba. That's not talking about the ksuba at all, it's only talking about nichse malog. Rashi, yorshe habal, deka nami, v'taima lo mishum d'shtar ha'omid ligvosu, v'lo nit niksuba ligvos michay. Yorshe Habal and Yorshe Ha'av Nichshei Malo. Yorshe Habal divide with the Yorshe Ha'av is talking about Nichshei Malo, where the Yorshe Ha'av are the Muchzakim. But if it would be talking about the Ksuba, it should say just the opposite. Yorshe Ha'av im Yorshe Habal. And doesn't say that. Mamela, it's not talking about the Ksuba at all. The Ksuba is not mentioned in the Mishnah as what you do with it. It's a comma, and then Nichosim Ayotzim v'Nichnosim. On that, Beisham and Beisil argue. Okay. Abaya Omar, Reisha the Nofalok Shi Shomeris Yavam, Seifa the Nofalok Shi Tacht of the Baal. Now we're going back to the original question. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah? In the Reisha of the Mishnah, we say she can sell the Nechosim, it's totally hers. And in the Sefer, it says, Beishamai says, you split it up. So what's the difference between Reisha and the Sefer? We already had a few answers. Right? One is that she fell when she was in Arusa, or she fell when she was in the Suwa, right? Or one is where she died, and when the first one is where she's alive. Now, Abaya says another answer. Reisha, the Nofalok, she shall mercy of him. Right, the Reisha is talking where she didn't yet, her husband already died, the original husband, and she didn't yet get married to the Yavam. She's a Shomeris Yavam. So therefore, her original husband never had any connection to this property. She got the property after his death, and the Yavam doesn't have any claim to her yet. He didn't make Yibum. So she's in between these two husbands, and she inherited something that's totally hers. That's why she could sell it, and the sale's a good sale. It's her nechassim completely. That's when Beis Shammai agrees also that she keeps the nechassim. But the Seifa, the Nofalok Shi Tacht of the Baal. The Seifa is talking where the nechassim fell to her when she was still married to the original husband. So he already had a claim on that property. Right, he had the payrus of the property while she was alive, and if she were to die, he would inherit that property. Okay, so now the what's it called? Therefore, it's yachlokal. We'll see 1 second why it's yachlokal with the yavam. The chora, what's it called? He should be the sole heir, right? But the maisa, the yavam. We'll see 1 second that safer than nofalok she tachas by larisha. She's still with the first husband. Ukesav Rabbi, and Abaye holds Yado ki Yada. Rashi, Ksav Rabbi, Yado ki Yada. Midaoke Puksaya Benofala Tachtov, Afilu Hakila Beis Hill, Nechosim Becheskosim. Right? Since it says talking whether Nechosim fell to her when she is, what's it called? Her father died and she yarshened him while she was married to the first husband. Okay? And still, Beis Hill holds that Nechosim Becheskosim. They are in the chazaka of the Yorshe Ha'av, because they were there in Nechosim to begin with. Okay? Kesov Rabbaya, Nesua Yado Ki Yado Velo Yosef. Abaya holds that a woman who's married, her, and what's it called, and she's alive, and her husband's alive. So they have both have an equal pull over these Nechosim, Nechse Malok. The husband gets the payrus, she has the Guf HaKarka, right, and they have equal rights over this field, okay, when both of them are alive, but not more. Hilkach kishemeis, therefore, when he died, and now the nechassim revert to the Yavam, but the Yavam didn't what's it called, marry her yet, so it's only Zika. So Zika makes it one step less. Hilkshemeis ve'ein liyavam bo el Zika, yada griya miyada, nechassim becheskosa, goes down one level, and she has a greater control over the Nechassim than the Yavam. Memela, it's considered in her chazaka, and that's why they still hold it's Becheskes Yorshe Ha'av, because she has a greater control over the Nechassim when she is only a Shomeris Yavam. Because when she was married, she had an equal control with her husband. Now that she died, and now that she's a Shomeris Yavam, her husband died, right, and she's only has Zika to the Yavam doesn't have the same control that the husband had. He's one step less. So she has the Chazaka, she's the stronger one. Ubeishame plige, and Beishame holds not like that. The Amri Nesua Yado Adifa Miyada. Beis Shammai holds no, that when she's married, her husband, since she only has the guf hakarka, but she can't do anything with it, because the husband has the rights of the peiros, his control over the karka is greater than hers. His hand is greater than her hand. He has more control. Therefore, when he dies, and it reverts to the Yavam, and now it's only Zika, it's not Mamish like her husband, it's only husband to Zika, it now goes down one level. They're equal. If they're equal, then you split it. Ukshemesh Yav HaYavam Ki Yavav Yachloku. Uvixubos Ba'akosev Nomi Pligi Abaye Varova, the Ko'omer Abaye Yodo Ki Yodo, and this machlok is whether, when they're married, if they have equal control over the Nechasim, or the husband has more control, which has no bearing on anything when they're both alive. It only has bearing as what will be after the husband dies and she is only has Zika. The only bearing is what will be then. When she's alive, it doesn't make a difference. He has the payros and she has the gufa karka. She can't sell it because he has the payros. He can't sell it because she owns the gufa karka. And for all practical purposes, there's no difference whether her hand is equal to his or less than his. But the difference will be when he'll die and it goes down one level, will she have the upper hand after death, or still they'll be equal? So I plead Abaye v'Rava, Zikomer Abaye Yodo ki Yodo, v'Rava Omer Yodo Adifa mi Yodo, v'Amrinin Hosom Nafkamina l'Shomeres Yodo. And the Gemara says there's no practical Nafkamina, whether he's stronger than her or equal to her when they're alive, because the same halacha applies. The only difference will be when he dies, and now it goes down one level because of Zika, because she's not married to the Yavam yet, then there'll be a nafkamina whether Yodo ki Yoda, or what's it called? Yoda is more than Yodo.
Okay, we're on the top of Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Omer Le Rava. Rava said to Abaya. Abaya said that the first case where they split the Nechasim is talking where the Nechasim fell to her. And the first case where she can sell and it's all hers is where it fell to her when she was a Shomeres Yavam. And it never was her husband's. So then, what's it called? It's all hers. Masha'in Kain, the second case, is where it fell to her when she was still married. So the Nechasim were her husband's Nechasim. And then what's it called? Therefore the Yavam has a share in them. Omer le Rava, Ida nafli lak shi tachta of the Baal, the kule amalo pliga the yodo adifa mi yoda. Right? If and he holds that when the Baal is alive, he's stronger than she is. He's equal to her. And when he dies, she becomes weaker. No, when he's alive, she's stronger than her. When he dies, they become equal. And that's why they split up the Nechasim. Okay. So Rava says no. Eden of the Lakshi Tachta of the Baal, if the Nechasim fell to her when she was still married to her original husband, the Kule Amalo Pliga Diyado Adif Miyada. There, everybody would agree, even what's it called? Beis Shammai, who says that you split up the Nechasim, would not say that. He would say that he's stronger than her, and therefore when he dies, they're equal. And even Beis Hillel would hold that what's it called, that you split it up. Not that it's Becheska, it's her Chazaka. He says the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is they're both talking where the Nechasim fell after her husband died. Reisha de lo Ovid b'maimer, Sefer de Ovid b'maimer. And the Reisha is talking where he didn't make maimer, and therefore the Nechasim are totally in her possession. And the Sefer, where Beis Shammai holds, you split up the Nechasim, that's where, what's it called, he made maimer. Kusava Rava, maimer le Beis Shammai, osa vade arusa, v'sofik nesua. Vade arusa litchos b'tzor. Right, that a maimer min ha-Torah has effect, right? If you make a regular kedushin in a yavama, it helps min ha-Torah to make her a vade arusa that pushes away the tzara. Can't anymore the what's it called make yibum anymore in the any of the other wives. And but a sofik nesua lachlok b'nechosim, but she's only a Safik Nesua, and therefore they split up the Nechasim. He doesn't, what's it called, get the whole thing, and she doesn't get the whole thing, they split it up. Rashi. The Yodo Adifa Miyodo. Vafilu Beis Hillel Moldi, the Shakli Yorshe Habal Benechasim. Even Beis Hillel would agree that they split it up, because they're of equal power after death. Because he has more power before, and like we said yesterday, the more power before is irrelevant. It's only that since he has more power before, he has equal power after. Eleidi v'idi nofalok shivi shomeres yovam, reshed lo ovid b'maymer, kodim shenofa nechosin, hilka zika lo mahanyu v'lo midi b'nechosin. The resh is talking where he didn't make maymer before she inherited this property, and therefore when she inherited it, she was only a shomeres yovam, and she gets the whole property. It's all hers. The seifa, the ovid b'maymer. The seifa is where he made maymer before she inherited this property. Ubeishame letamayu, and beishame hold, therefore they split up the nechasim. The amri maymer koni. Beishame holds it from the Torah, maymer by a yevama helps. And it's kone. Beperek arbo achim. Beishame omrim ishto imo. Beishil letamayu domer lo koni. Beishil holds that it's only durabonan. It's only a kinyan durabonan maymer. Can't make a regular kedushin in the yevama. Beishame holds, no, it helps. Helps for two things. One is to push away all the other wives, and secondly, to give him a chelik in the nechosim. Ukesover rova kinyan maimer lebeishamai koni kivade arusa ukesofek nesua. Kolomer afagav the beishamai vade arusa mashvila lidchos betzora zachosa mishum achos isha kiriktani ishto imo. Right, that the other woman is now out of the picture of the yibum completely. She doesn't become a tzoras erva because she's not bechalal shayach to yibum. However, she's not a vade nesua. L'mikne yovam kula yerusha dila. That the yovam, like a husband, should be kona her entire yerusha. Elak a sofik nesua v'yachloku. It's only a sofik nesua, and therefore they split up the nechasim. Okay. Itmar mishmei the Rav Elazar kavasi the Rava. There's a memra of Rav Elazar that says what Rava said. That the difference between the Reish and the Seifa is whether you made Maimer or not. The Itmar Mishmeid Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Kavosi d'Abaya. And there's a memra of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina who said like Abaya, that the difference between the Reish and the Seifa is when the inheritance came in. When she was still married to her original husband, that's a Seifa, or when she was a Shomeres Yavam. So Mordechai says, Umi Omer Rabbi Lazar Hachi. Rabbi Lazar said like Rava, right, that the Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, makes her a vade arusa and sofik nesua. V'ha'omar Rabbi Elazar, maimer lebeis shamai, ena kone ela litchos betzara bilvat. Maimer only helps to push away the tzara. Mashma doesn't help at all to give him a kinyan in the nechasim. Not like Rava said. Shmur says epoch. Ena chanami, switch it. It's Rabbi Elazar who said like Abaya, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who said like Rava. Don't switch it around. Omer lecha Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar will say to you, ki amri anod velo sogi lo beget, elo deboi nomi chalitza. What I said, that it only helps to push off the tzara, I only came to mean that it doesn't make her mamish a wife, that she only needs a get. She still needs chalitza. It doesn't take away the yibum completely. It's not as if he married her with yibum. Once he's miyabim her, she's his regular wife, and he only has to give her a get. But if he makes maimer, the yibum still is there, and he has to give a get and chalitza. Lachlok menechosin v'lokoni miyamri. I never mentioned anything that doesn't have the power to give him some connection to the nechosin that I wasn't talking about. Rashi, kavosi dabai the seifa b'nenofula kishehi tachas habal. Okay. Omer apapa. Diyuka the Masnisin Kavosi Dabaya. If you medayik in the Mishnah, it sounds like Abaya. That the Reish is talking where it fell to her when she was a Shomeris Yavam, and the Seifa when she was still married to the first husband. The Afagav the Kasha Mesa, right? Even though it's what's it called Kasha on Abaya, from the fact that it had to say the Seifa talking where she died. Could have been talking where she's alive. Since the difference is, when did she get the nechassim, right? If he had no shaychus to them because the nechassim fell to her when she was a shomeris yavam, then even if she's alive, she gets the nechassim. If the nechassim came to her when her husband was alive, and then what's it called, the yavam has a din of what's it called of a he has connection to the husband already had the nechassim, and the yavam is the yoresh of the husband. So it doesn't make a difference if she's dead or alive, right? The same halacha would apply. So why does the Mishnah have to say that she died? She can be alive. According to the other Taimim, it makes a difference if she died or she's alive. But according to Abai, it makes no difference. So why did it have to say she died? So that the fact that it had to give the Sefer a case where she died is a kasha on Abai. Diktani, where's the diuk in the Mishnah? Now it explains what Rapapa said. Where is the diuk in the Mishnah like Abaya? That's the difference between where the husband Yarshin these already had control over these nechassim when she got it. She was still married to the original husband, and then the yavam has a connection through the original husband, or when the original husband had no connection to these nechassim because it didn't falter till he died. Because it says nechassim hanichnasim the yotzim ima. It refers to the nechassim as nechassim hanichnasim the yotzim ima. Nichnasim to who? Right? If it's talking just where they fell to her, stam, where were they nichnasim and yotzim? My nichnasim, my yotzim. Lav nichnasim l'shus habal. When these nechassim fell to her, they went immediately into the reshus of the baal, like any woman. Her husband has reshus over her nechassim to eat the payrus, at least. The yotzim reshus habal, reshus ha'ab. And then their yotzei from the Rishus HaBaal, now back to her when he died. But the Yavam has a connection, so they split it. The Afal got the Kasha Mesa, but there is a Kasha on Abaya, that is why the Sefer had to say the case where she died. Could have said the same case when she's alive. Adamiflegle Begufa, the Acher Misa, didn't have to say a case where she died, and the Shaila now is on the Gufa of the Sod itself. Who gets it? Lifligu b'chayehu, I could have said she's still alive. Well, the peros, and the machlokas is, does the yavam have peros, because he yarshened it from the baal, or no, that what's it called, it's only a suffix nesua, and he doesn't yarshin from the baal, and he, what's it called, doesn't yarshin her, and the mela, she gets the peros too. The sulo midi, there's nothing more to ask on this, and the lemaisa, what's it, even though there's a kasha and abaya, the diuk is stronger, and the halacha is like a bayit. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi. The kasha meis, the lakamim uforish. Kavash of the bayit, the sefer, but enough law, kishitachas abal. The kasha meis, the lakamim uforish, v'yosu mishus abal, kishemesa. Right? It's nichnas l'rishus abal when she inherited it, and it's yotzei l'rishus abal when she died. Alma, the enough law, tachas bayit, mashma from the lashon of the Mishnah, it's talking that it fell to her when he was still alive, the original husband. But there's a kasha and abaya. Why did the machlokas have to be on the field itself and after she died? Leave her alive and there'll be the same machlokas. Does the yavam eat peiris or not? There's no answer to answer the diuk. The diuk is a strong diuk. Devade deko kavose, the kasha le mesa. And a chanami, even though there's a kasha from mesa, the diuk is strong. Okay, konsa, if he was miyabim her, then she's his wife, lechol dover. He now, if he wants a divorce her, he doesn't need chalitza anymore, only get. Lamai hilchasa, omra b'yoshi b'rebi chanira, lomar shemigarsha b'get. First of all, that he's megarish her only with a get, no more chalitza. Once he makes yibum, she's his wife, cross the board. Umarzira, and he can remarry her. She's his wife, and all the yisurim go away after the yibum. And if he divorces her and she didn't marry anybody else, he can remarry her. Megarish beget pshita, lecharetz pashat. What's it called? She's his wife. Why would I think she needs chalitza? She made yibum. So kadait chamina hoel uksiv. The lakhalo leisha viyibma says he should take her for a wife, and it still says viyibma. I might think that Yibum still applies. The Yibum didn't finish. He takes her, and there's still an aspect of Yibum, and therefore if he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get and chalitza.
Yibum rachman v'adayin yivumi harishon aleha, b'chalitza in b'get lo, kamash malon.
No, kamash malon, that she only needs a get, she's mamish his wife, completely.
Machzira pshita, of course he can remarry her, why not? Sokadai techamina, mitzvah derami rachman aleha.
He was mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, and that's it. Now she reverts back to being Eishes Achiv Shaloba Makom Mitzvah. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah. He divorced her. Now she reverts back to being Osir to him.
Has to take him away by Isser Eishes Ach.
Kamash Malah, no. Once the Isser goes away, it stays away.
Ve'ema Hachinami.
Maybe Taka doesn't stay away. Maybe it comes back.
Omer Krok. Ve'locha lo le'isha. Kiven shalocha hariki ishto lechodavar.
And she's his wife, and there's no more Isser Bechlal of Eishes Achiv. And therefore, if he divorced, he can take her back to
Rashi. Shemagarsha beget velo boy chalitza umachzir imrotza velo mitzra lei.
He can remarry her, and she's not also to him. Once the isra went away, it stayed away.
The yibma afagav afapi shalacha kori lei the yibma.
The havamina was that even though it says velacha, after that it says the yibma. So I might think that the yibum still has a residue after he marries her.
Maybe the Yibma goes back on everything. The Lachalo, the Yibma Motzi Lemichtav. The Lomali, the Chosav Leisha.
Could have said the Lachalo, the Yibma. Why do you say the Lachalo Leisha? To tell me she's Ishto Lechodover.
Shema Mino Hariki Ishto. The Yibma, the Rebbe Perakama, Lesser Tsoros Varayas.
So what's the Yibma come to tell me? Either to Aser Tsoros and Arayos. Or, like the Rabbanan, the Yibma Balkorcha, that he makes Yibum even Balkorcha. But the Yibma doesn't tell me that the Yibum remains after the Velocha.
Uvilvad should take Suba, so my timer.
Why is the Suba on the Nechosim of the first husband? He Yarshins the Nechosim, those Nechosim are Meshubit to her Ksuba. But he doesn't have to be Meshabit his own Nechosim to her Ksuba. Why? Because he never married this woman. The Torah gave him this woman. So therefore the Torah was makel on him and said, you'll continue on the ksub of the first husband. What happens if the first husband had no nechassim? Then taka they were masakin that he has to write her a ksuba. It shouldn't be easy to divorce her. But if the first husband didn't leave any nechassim that are meshubit to her ksuba,
Takinu lamisheni.
Then they made a takana that the Yavam has to write her a ksuba.
Kadesh lo te kalabain of lotzia.
Rashi.
Isha hiknu lo liyabe min ha-shamayim. Velo shibe nechosa l'ksubasa. The yochel amokram b'chol eshi yurtza.
The nakamin is, he could sell his nechosa whenever he wants. Masha enkein, if his nechosa are meshubid for the ksuba, he can sell them whenever he wants because there's a shibud on them. And also you can collect them from the... she can take them from the Meshubin Mela. If he does sell them and he has no more Nechasim, she can take them from the buyers. But here she can't. His Nechasim she can't touch.
The Leslami Rishon, the Leslie Nechasim,
if the original husband had no property, then they were Mesakin that the second one has to write her a Ksuba and Meshabit his property in order that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her like any Ksuba.